Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and this is What Do You Really Need? In this recording, I'll share how you can change your consumer habits and relationship to things to live a simpler life that is focused on what's essential. So, what things do you really need in your life? Society is to a large degree built on getting more. To a degree, this can be useful, but it may not be the thing that will solve all your problems. You may not find your answer or happiness in more. Instead, it may just alter your troubles and problems, and/or give you more of them. What is already there inside of you perhaps gets highlighted and magnified when you get more. Instead of getting whatever you want when finally making all that money or having all those possessions you wanted, you may find that greed, jealousy, selfishness, and perhaps even emptiness within you and in your world increases. You may find that getting more things didn't work in the way you hoped it would. And over the years, you have added more and more things to your life. And instead of becoming happier or feeling more fulfilled, your home and your life has become more and more cluttered. This tends to cause low level of stress and makes your life feel cramped. But by throwing out many of those old things, or selling them, or giving them away to charity, you can simplify your life and home and reduce inner and outer clutter. You can find a certain inner peace and freedom in that outer simplicity. But where do you start? I recommend simply asking yourself, have you used this item in the last year? If you haven't used it in a year, then you probably won't use it in the future either, unless it's Christmas decorations or things that you use just once a year. So get a big plastic bag and start going through your home. Look in your closets, in your bookshelves, in your kitchen and bathroom and bedroom. Keep asking yourself if you have used these items in the past year as you go through your home, room by room, in a single-tasking manner. Be a bit ruthless. This will help you to greatly to declutter your home and other spaces too, like your workspace, for instance. You may be surprised of how much of your stuff you never use. Doing this will help you to get rid of the things you have collected so far, but you have no need for anymore. In the next section, I will share a couple of tips that will help you to reduce future buying and help you to develop a habit of buying fewer things that you don't really need. My first tip is to wait for 2 weeks. If you want to buy something expensive, like a pair of beautiful shoes, a new car, or a PS3 video game console, and that can make quite the dent in your wallet. So instead of going out and buying it today, wait for 2 weeks. If you still want it and need it after 2 weeks, then make the purchase. But after or during that waiting time, you will, however, often realize that you didn't really need that item. This will help you to form a habit of buying things you really want and need, rather than acting on impulses for big, or smaller for that matter, purchases. My second tip is to think again about how you can make your success guaranteed. If you have a shopping habit of making too many impulse purchases, or simply if you buy too many things, then think about how you can overcome this and make your success guaranteed in this area of your life. The tip to wait for 2 weeks can help. You can also revisit module 2 for the whole section on this, but one suggestion would be to get an accountability buddy. Get him or her to check up on how you are doing every week, or more often than so if you like, to make sure that you stay on track. If the both of you want to reduce your shopping, then you can keep an eye on each other. Another way to decrease the shopping could be to, just like with the weight loss, to have a cheat day. Let yourself go shopping for the things you want one day a month, for example, for a set amount of money that you can spend. This can help you to focus your purchases to one day and improve your impulse control. and to release that inner pressure that builds up if you haven't bought anything in some time. And this will give you time to think about if you really need what you want to buy. You may want to bring your accountability buddy on that cheat day, or someone else at least, to make sure that you don't spend too much though. Another way to reduce clutter and to have fewer things is to live a more digital life. I recently bought myself a Kindle ebook reader. I'm not much for gadgets, but this is the best thing I've purchased since my first MP3 player many years ago. It's not only easier to read using my Kindle compared to a regular book, because I can change the size of the letters, line spacing, etc. to suit me, but it has also helped me to live a simpler life and to not fill my shelves with more books. Instead, I just download them and keep them on my Kindle. I also use the free music service Spotify to stream music, and this has helped me to stop adding more CDs to my living room shelves. I read the newspaper online rather than a paper copy. You may also want to stop the junk mail before it's in your home. Here in Sweden, you can simply put up a note in your mailbox that says that you don't want junk mail, and that's it. This may work differently in your country though, so do some research. If I'm interested in this week's special offers from various companies, then I usually just check the company websites. Most of them have weekly updated PDFs with the special offers. You may also want to download music and TV shows. You can get them pretty cheap on iTunes, for example, and then you don't have to have CDs or as many DVDs on your shelves. As much as you want, try to live a more digital life. There are often services nowadays that let you do pretty much anything digitally rather than on paper or other physical media. But you don't have to become militant about it. Just dip your toes in and find a thing or two that you could do digitally instead of the old way and see if that works for you.